Delaware Governor John Carney and public health officials are expressing outrage and disgust in the aftermath of a rodeo and concert that drew some 1,500 people to a remote Sussex County farm on Labor Day weekend. But WHYY's Chris Barish reports that health and business regulators knew the event didn't have approval to exceed the 250-person state of emergency limit, yet did nothing to stop it.
Hundreds of people stood shoulder to shoulder while the band Tierra Kali serenaded them near Bridgeville on Saturday. Few wore masks. The scene was the same around the rodeo ring. Concerns had been shared with the Division of Public Health before the event. Regulators checked and found the organizers did not seek permission to have the massive party. But Enforcement Chief Jamie Mack says that didn't spur further action.
We gave them the same benefit of the doubt that we've given to some other organizations, that they were going to conduct the event safely and that it would be a limited number of people.
The trust was misplaced, as evidenced by photos and videos posted on social media. Mack's boss is Public Health Director Dr. Carol Rattay.
It was appalling that the pictures were horrible.
Carney concurred.
It is, frankly, a prescription for disaster, a super spreader, as they call it, and shouldn't occur.
Mack won't second-guess the decision to do nothing, not even to go check on the event while it took place. His office is now considering fines or other sanctions. One elderly neighbor says such events should be stopped before they occur.
I don't think they should have all them people at one time, because that's why the virus is spreading here in Delaware.
State Senator Brian Pettyjohn says if the state won't enforce the rules, Carney should just open up the economy and schools to full capacity. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.